the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We have come once again to the start of another liturgical year. Advent marks the beginning of the Christian yearly cycle. Now, truth be told, Advent has always been my favorite season of the church year. I think part of it comes from my natural love for the fall and winter. I like when the days grow shorter and the air gets cooler. This means more time spent by the fire, maybe with some hot cider, more stews and hearty dinners being made in the kitchen, more layers of sweaters and blankets to stay warm and cozy. All of these things naturally makes one slow down, to stop moving and be still, to reflect, to wait, to think about the passage of time. It is this reflecting on time that is another reason why I love the season of Advent. Time, its passage, and our place in it are some of the season's central themes. Now time, well, it's a complicated thing. If you want to give yourself a migraine, just try and read any current theories on time presented to us by theoretical physicists. But more than just studying complicated theories on time, the very living in it can be a bewildering experience. Time can seem to be like a train that is relentlessly moving forward. Nothing can slow it down, nothing can divert it, nothing can stop it. We are passengers on it with no control over it, always going in one straight line. Other times, it can seem to be moving in great big circles, the rhythmic cycle of seasons playing out in our lives and through human history. The repeating of certain patterns, certain themes. This holiday season, you may see some of those cycles. The same jokes and arguments between family and friends. You may see a deceased loved one in the eyes and mannerisms of a young child. You may fall into an instant where everything feels not just familiar, but as if all of this has happened before and will happen again. Sometimes it seems that the seasons of life move like the seasons of the year, one familiar time reappearing, one right after the other. I like to think of time as a river, a force that is in constant motion, sweeping everything up in its current. But rivers also have eddies in them, sections that move against the main current in their own circular motion. In a river, you can at once be flowing downstream and caught up in a spinning wheel. The other thing about rivers is their beginnings, middles, and ends are all connected. The water of the river is one in the same, no matter where along that river's journey it is. This beginning, middle, and end is a lot like past, present, and future. All of time, just like all of the river, are somehow connected. I think that is the thing that is so fascinating about the season of Advent. All of time is present in it. The past, present, and the future. We can experience the entirety of the river of time in this holy time of the church year. Part of what we do in Advent is remember the past. We remember and retell the story that at a particular part in human history, God looked upon the world and sent his Son into it. Sent Jesus to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free and to proclaim the favor of the Lord. We remember that this world was visited, that upon it God incarnate, the Word made flesh, Emmanuel, God among us, walked and breathed and lived just as we do. In this season of Advent, we also celebrate the present. We celebrate that in this current moment, in this place and time, God is present with us. In Holy Scripture, in the prayers, in the breaking of bread and the sharing of a cup, God is present among us. We are not a people of the past alone, a people only of history. We are a people of the here and now, of finding God still present and moving among us, leading us to where the witness of Christian love is needed most. The past and the present leads us to the future, to expectant waiting. Much like Mary did, we find ourselves waiting for the arrival of Jesus. Christians have been doing this since the time of his resurrection, when he promised his followers that he would come to this world again. And so we have been awaiting that arrival. We wait, our eyes on the horizon, waiting for that time when God is fully among us again. When we see, not with the eyes of a stranger, but of a friend, knowing that God is indeed among us once again, knowing that his glory has come to reign. We are a people of time, living fully in it. We remember that in the past, God came among us and lived. We celebrate in the present, here and now, that God is alive and eternal, and God's real presence stirs among us. We look to the future, waiting for the light of Christ once again to break into the dark of this world and expel the gloom of sin and enlighten all of humanity. In short, we are a people of Advent, remembering, celebrating, waiting. Past, present, future. All of it, all of time made holy by the one who we remember, who we know today, and who we await for tomorrow. This Advent, set aside the time to remember, to celebrate, and to wait. Set aside the time to be still and to give thanks to God for the beautiful wonder that is this river we are all journeying on together.